there are many cultural differences between the West and the rest of the world. And one of the differences between the West and the majority of the rest of the world is the West's love of animals. They love pets. They have various organizations in the West, like animal rights groups, animal charities, animal conservation groups, etc., etc., etc. And just among the general population of people in places like the UK, there is this adoration of animals to the point where many people will put the lives of animals before the lives of certain human beings. It's much easier to get British people, the average American, to care about some gorilla that got shot somewhere in Africa than to actually get them to care about African people, to actually get them to care about people being genocided in Palestine, to actually get them to care about mosques and weddings and families, civilians being massacred by bombs dropped from the sky in the Middle East. It's easier to get them to care about some puppy dog or some gorilla than it is to care about their fellow human beings, which to me is deeply disturbing. Now, I'm not talking about all people in the Western world, but I'm talking about a very, very sizable percentage behaving this way, which again, to me, is very disturbing. Now, there's also a lot of hypocrisy with regards to the treatment of animals. And I'll give you an example. In the West, there are certain animals that get treated very well, like dogs, cats, etc., horses. But there are also animals which don't get treated well. Animals like foxes, rats, mice, even cows. Because if you go to other parts of the world like India, for many people in India, the cow is sacred. And the way that people treat cows in the West is absolutely deplorable, disgusting, shocking to them. There are even certain parts of the world where rats are revered. But yet, a lot of people, a lot of animal lovers in the West want to get all high and mighty about the way people in other countries treat the animals that they love, like dogs. In the Muslim world, for example, dogs are treated similar to the way Western people treat rats. They're treated like vermin. There are certain types of dogs that they do like in the Islamic world, in the Arab world anyway, but for the majority of Muslims, whether they be in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, dogs are not treated very well. They're treated literally like Westerners treat rats. But again, there's this hypocrisy that goes on. Now, there's also a disconnect from reality with some people in the West. Now, I was recently having a debate with two people, and I ain't got no problem with these two people. I think they're cool people. I chat to them on a regular basis. There were two people who were born and raised, as far as I'm aware, in the UK. And even one of them is a white Brit. One of them is a woman who's half white, half black. And the other one is a guy who's of North African descent, I believe, but, you know, raised in the UK. And I posted a video of some village in India. And in the video, it shows this group of Indians who are gathered round in a circle. And there is a bear, a type of bear called a sloth bear. And this bear is attacking one of the guys, this Indian guy. And all the other villagers are kind of standing back because they're scared. While this bear's going ham on this guy. The guy manages to scramble up and run a few yards to get away from the bear. But the bear chases him, tackles him to the ground and starts mauling him. When the bear is on top of him, that's when the other villagers get the courage and they jump in on the bear and start beating the bear with sticks, and they beat the crap out of this bear for a couple of minutes until they're sure it's dead, and then they set the bear on fire. They put wood on top and they set the bear alight. Now, When I posted this, the two people I talked about, the mixed race lady and the North African guy who, you know, both raised in the UK, very culturally British, I guess, to a large extent, they were horrified by the video. And you can even go to the YouTube page where this video is posted, and you'll see some comments in support of what the Indians did, and other comments vehemently against what the Indians did. And these two people that I was talking to on social media, they were horrified by what they saw in the video. They basically said, the woman said, "This is disgusting, and fuck anybody who thinks that it isn't." And I think the guy said something like, you know, those people are scum. They should get what, you know, they're going to get what they deserve and all this kind of business. And there were similar comments, as I say, on the YouTube video itself, where people were saying, "Oh, I hope these guys burn in hell," and all this kind of stuff. And I was just taken aback by the insanity of that kind of attitude. So you've got a group of Indian villagers, and one of their village friends or whatever, village members, is being mauled by a bear. And what, they're supposed to just sit back and do nothing? They don't have guns. They can't fire a warning shot and hope to scatter it off. They had to attack it to save their friend's life. But yet they're the ones who are disgusting and they should burn in hell? How the hell does that work? What if that was your friend? What if that was your family member? What if that was your mum who was getting attacked by a wild beast? Have you seen what a sloth bear can do to a human being? If any of you doubt how dangerous these animals are, go type in sloth bear injuries into Google and do an image search, and you'll see the horrific injuries that sloth bears inflict on people in India. They tend to go for the face, sloth bears, so they usually tear the eyes out completely. You'll see loads of pictures of people with eyes torn out, the skin completely torn off the top of their head and from their face, their jaws torn off. Just unbelievably horrific injuries that these creatures can inflict on a human being. And there was even another person who jumped into the conversation, and she was a white British lady, and she was adamant that they must have provoked the bear. They must have done something to provoke the bear, because there's no way a bear would ever attack a person without being provoked. This is the disconnect. This is the complete delusion of a lot of animal lovers in the West. They've got no idea about the true nature of nature, of wildlife. Nature is savage. Nature is not civilized. It's what people have to understand. Anybody who's lived in nature or been to any wild place where there are still large animals, you will know this. Nature is savage. And in order to survive in nature, you are going to have to, at some point, be savage as well. You're going to have to inflict violence upon other creatures in order to establish some kind of boundaries. Animals attack other animals all the time in the wild, not just to eat. You look at lions, and I can leave links in the description below if anybody doubts this. There are lions which kill all kinds of other creatures, including other big cats, not to eat them, to establish respect. And if they see certain other big cats as a threat to their territory, they'll kill them. There's one video I saw where there's a couple of lions and some cheetahs encroach on their territory. I think it's four cheetahs. And these cheetahs, there's three males and one female. And these three males are pursuing this one female because they're trying to mate with this female. And unbeknownst to them, they stumble across lion territory and they get attacked by the lions. And the lions go in, they kill the female, they kill one of the males, and two other males manage to escape. All right? And that was not to eat them or anything like that. That was just because you encroached on their territory. They've obviously got young on their territory and they don't want no funny business going on. So those cheetahs were killed. Human beings who live in these rural environments in India and wherever, at some point they have to do the same thing. When they set up their little villages and whatever, and large predators come into their village, they have to kill these large predators in order to establish respect and let the other large predators know not to come there. Establishing territory, establishing boundaries. Animals do this themselves. Fish do this. Primates do this. Various big cats do this. Wolves do this. They're territorial. Anyone who encroaches on their territory, they get attacked. And territory is always changing. You get different groups of animals who fight for territory. You know, so what is this animal's territory 1 year or 1 month might not be his territory next month because he's lost it to another group of animals. Okay, human beings behave in the same kind of way, particularly when human beings are living in these rural environments. So again, in places like India, many hundreds of people, I think more than hundreds, are killed by wild animals every year, by tigers. Tigers kill many people in India and Bangladesh every year. Leopards kill many people in India every year. Sloth bears kill and maim many people in India every year. Now, some of the reasons for these attacks, these fatal attacks on human beings, come down to things like environmental changes. Some of them come down to the fact that there is hunting of species that a lot of these predators prey on. And so if there isn't enough food, natural food, you know, natural prey, they might go for humans. But there's also just the standard territorialism. There's also the opportunism, because a lot of these predators, when they happen across a human village, they find that the human people, you know, humans have got livestock locked up in pens. So they don't have to go out and hunt an animal in the wild, which is more difficult. There's some cows and sheep and goats that human beings have got in their villages, which are much easier to get to. So a lot of the animals are opportunistic and they go for them. And the same thing with human beings. Sometimes if an animal is struggling to catch a gazelle because they're a hell of a lot faster than human beings, and they see a human being there, well, they might just go for the human being instead. Because especially in these rural communities, a lot of animals have not developed a fear of humans. In more built-up areas, animals tend to be more wary of humans, or in areas of the jungle where humans do a lot of poaching and a lot of killing, there tends to be more fear. But in areas where there isn't much of that going on, animals can become very bold. These predatory animals become very bold. And so in these videos, which depict, there's a couple of these videos which show these Indians killing sloth bears, you don't know the context. Before you start condemning these people, you don't know the context. And I've watched many documentaries about these Indian people who live in these rural areas, who live in fear for their lives because relatives and friends and whoever have been attacked by these wild animals. These people live in little huts. You know, and this woman I was debating with was saying that the only reason they killed this animal was probably so they could make money from YouTube, because if they were tribes people living in a village, they wouldn't have mobile phones, so they're just putting it on YouTube to make money, which is a completely ignorant, stupid and ridiculous thing to say. Because trust me, you go up into rural Bangladesh, rural India, and they've got mobile phones. Oh yeah, trust me on that. So anyway, it was just indicative of this bizarre and disturbing pattern of behavior that a lot of people in the West have, of just condemning any human being who kills an animal. It's ridiculous, as if most of these people, getting all high and mighty, don't eat animals themselves, animals which are reared for nothing but slaughter. How about that? Animals which are not kept in good condition, and these people are eating these animals, and they think that's perfectly okay, but they're condemning other people for defending a family member or a friend, saving them from being killed by a wild animal. How does that make sense? It is insane. And it's also easy to say, it's easy to get all high and mighty and condemn other people for killing giant animals, you know, these predatory animals. It's easy to get all high and mighty when you're not living in their environment. And yes, human beings are partially to blame, or maybe a lot to blame, for the change in the behavior of some animals. But you can go back to the time when there was no industrialization in India at all, and there would still be animals that were killing human beings. That's nature. Nature is savage. Animals kill other animals. You think animals have had some kind of silent agreement with human beings where it's like, okay, you leave us alone and we'll leave you alone? No. Animals understand fear. Yeah, there is mutual dependency among certain species of animal, but when you're dealing with top of the food chain type animals, or near the top of the food chain type animals, there's competition. You know? So you have to establish respect. And if you live in one of those rural communities, you'll know all about that. You know, someone up in India, South America, Africa, etc. In Africa, people get eaten by crocodiles all the time. I don't know if this has escaped people in the West, but people get eaten by crocodiles in Africa all the time. People who live in little fishing villages by rivers trying to make a living, they get eaten by flipping crocodiles. Fishermen in the Amazon, right, who are not poachers, who are not industrial type people, they get eaten by, you know, different types of jungle cat anacondas and whatnot. Little kids get eaten by anacondas. This is the reality of nature. It is savage. And so if an anaconda or whatever, you know, dangerous predator is coming to your village and trying to eat your kids, when you catch it, what the hell are you going to do with it? You know, these people live in the real world. They have to live in these communities. They have to live in this jungle. That's all they know. They're very poor people, peasant people. So, of course, when they catch the animal that's been coming to their village and attacking them, they're going to kill it. Why wouldn't they kill it? Yeah, that is a separate issue than people who are poachers, etc., etc. Poaching, trying to make money from endangered species, I don't agree with. But when it comes to rural communities who are being targeted by large predators, they've got every right to defend themselves. You know, it just shows the insanity, as I say, of many people in the West that have this attitude, this holier-than-thou attitude when it comes to animals. And funnily enough, in the United Kingdom, it's very easy to get all high and mighty when Britain's large predators have all been wiped out. British people hunted the bears and the wolves to extinction in Britain. They died out, what, a couple hundred years ago? Because they were hunted into extinction. So yeah, there's no bears or wolves in Britain anymore, so it's easy for people who don't have to live among large predatory animals, it's easy for them to point fingers at people in other countries. You ain't got to deal with no big animal coming to try and eat your kids. You don't live in rural communities, you know, where it's like in the middle of the jungle, etc. You know? So people are so detached from reality. This is why they point fingers and get on their high horses when it comes to videos like that. And I suggest that those kind of people should look at what an animal like that can do to a human being in a very short space of time before they start judging, you know. I was watching one documentary about tigers in Bangladesh, and they are endangered in Bangladesh. There's only a few hundred of them left, apparently. I'm not sure how they managed to count them all, but, you know, this is the estimate. And this tiger was coming to this little village in Bangladesh, and it was preying on the livestock and also preying on the people, and it killed an old woman. It came there in the middle of the night. It broke into this old woman's hut where she was sleeping. It pulled her out of the hut and was trying to drag her off into the bush. Several villagers, including her son, came out and startled it. It ran off and left the woman. And the woman's head, this is an old woman now, I guess she was in her 60s or whatever, 70s. The woman's head had been completely broken open, like, you know, like an egg. Her skull was broken by this animal. And that animal was coming back repeatedly to the same village, again and again, livestock, attacking people, etc. You know, now, again, there could be reasons for that. There could be poachers who are not connected to that village who are killing the animals that these tigers normally prey on. And so with the shortage of prey, the tigers start coming to the human village. That could be the case. Or it could just be a rogue tiger. It could be a tiger that is being opportunistic and finds it easier to kill humans because humans are not as fast as gazelles and all these other creatures, deer. Easier to kill humans, easier to kill the livestock that humans keep in their village, etc. Yeah? So, yeah, just, it's just a little debate that I was having with these people, and their mentality just amazed me. You know, if you live in nature, nature ain't on some kumbaya shit. This is the reality that escapes a lot of these animal lover types. Nature is savage. There was a recent story, I think it was in Colorado, in America, it was in the past week or so, of a couple people mountain biking through Colorado. I think it was Colorado. May have been somewhere else. I'll leave a link in the description below. But a couple of people were mountain biking, and up a road, I think it was, through the forest or whatever, and they were attacked by a cougar, a mountain lion. And one of them was badly injured, but managed to escape. And the other one was killed and partially eaten by this mountain lion. And I believe the animal was put down, which is standard procedure. And again, some people are going to say, oh, the poor lion, how could you put it? How could you put it down? Oh, at least this was in America, in a Western country, right? But that's the same thing that they do in India. But they don't have guns, a lot of the people in India. So how is it different to what they're doing in America with the mountain lion? When it kills someone, they put it down. When those sloth bears and tigers kill someone or come to kill livestock in an Indian village, they put the animal down. They just have to beat it to death because they don't have guns, most of them. And furthermore, even in places like Britain, what happens when a domestic dog attacks someone? It gets put down. Yeah, people have got much quicker ways of putting animals down in the West. You know, they're usually euthanized using some kind of injection in Britain. But them peasant village people up in the jungles in India, they ain't got no means of putting animals down quickly, of sedating them. They ain't got dart guns and tranquilizer guns and all this kind of stuff, most of them. They don't have that. So they have to use what means they do have, which is numbers and sticks. So when they catch one of these animals, they beat the crap out of them until the animal can't move no more. And they do have to beat the animal continuously until they're triple sure, because they're frightened, because they've seen what these animals can do to people, the damage they can inflict. So they make extra sure, and they'll beat the animal for, you know, 5 minutes straight until they're completely sure. Because once you stop beating the animal might get up. Animals do play dead. Yeah. There's one clip where I saw this sloth bear getting beaten by a bunch of villagers in India. And right when they thought it was dead because it was motionless, they stopped beating it. And all of a sudden it gets up and makes a dash. Right. So these animals are extremely tough and hardy. They will absorb far more punishment than a human being, obviously. And when you've got a bunch of scared, frightened villagers who have lost friends and family members to one of these animals, they're going to be angry, they're going to be frightened, and they're going to want to make extra sure that they kill it. Now, again, just to reiterate, I am against poaching. This is the kind of thing that led wolves and bears, etc., even wild boar in Britain, to go extinct, because the British kept hunting and hunting and hunting them, one, for their fur, and two, when it comes to the bears and the wolves, because they were being attacked by these creatures when they were venturing into the woods, especially the bears. So they wanted rid of them, and they did get rid of them. I'm not in favor of getting rid of them, but I'm definitely in favor, and I'm certainly not in favor of just poaching to sell furs and all that kind of stuff. I'm not in favor of that, but I am in favor of villagers being allowed to protect themselves against attacks from these creatures. If creatures like this come to their village, they've got every right to kill it by whatever means they have at their disposal, which is usually just beating it with sticks or stabbing it with spears. They've got every right to do it, as far as I'm concerned. That's in line with the natural order. That's not unnatural. You try going to a lion's den and see what happens to you. You think they're going to be nice to you? You go anywhere near their kids, they're going to kill you. They'll rip you limb from limb. Same if you go into a wolf's den. They're going to kill you. This is how animals are. And so why should humans who are living in the same environment, why should they not behave in the same way? Why should they not protect their kids and their families and their friends? You know? And I don't want to hear from nobody talking about, oh, well, they should move. These people are peasants. Move where? They're in their tribes, their ethnic communities. Where are they going to move to? They don't have money. They're scrimping a living, most of these people. As, you know, some of them, I know in Bangladesh, they produce honey, they pick mangoes. You know, some of them are just little peasant farmers who have chickens and goats and stuff like that. They don't have money to go anywhere else. And they've been living there for many, many generations. Why should they go anywhere else? You know? Anyway, just a little bugbear of mine when it comes to these high and mighty animal lovers, man. Like, I get it. I don't want animals going extinct. But just because you see one video of an animal being killed, it doesn't mean it weren't justified. Yeah? Animals will kill human beings with no compunction at all if they feel like the human being is a threat, or if they're opportunistic and they see a human being as an easy meal, they'll kill you. Hippopotamuses, right? Hippopotamus, they're herbivores, as far as I'm aware, for the most part. Hippopotamus kill loads of people in Africa every year. Main reason is because hippopotamus are very territorial. So when you encroach upon their territory in the lake or river where they're living, they'll come get you. Even if they see boats, hippopotamus are known to attack boats in Africa on a regular basis, capsize boats and do all kinds of things, because they're very territorial, especially the males, you know, or the female. If you're near her young, man, she's attacking you. And it's not just because you're a human. They'll attack other creatures who encroach on their territory. Crocodiles and lions and all kinds of other creatures. Go on YouTube and look. You'll see hippopotamus attacking a lion, attacking a crocodile, because they're encroaching on their territory. So it's okay for animals to behave like this. It's part of the natural order. But I'm telling you, it's also okay for humans to behave like this. As long as they're not killing animals gratuitously, which I'm not in favor of, then I'm cool with it. But then again, as I say, in the West, we kill animals gratuitously, don't we? We kill foxes gratuitously. We kill, certainly, rats, mice, and things like that. We kill far more cows than we could possibly need to kill. And certainly, as I say, in places like India, they find that disgusting, the way we treat cows and the way we kill cows in the West. So, you know, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah, we've got plenty to look at ourselves as far as the way we treat animals before we start pointing fingers at other people. And if you are one of those high and mighty people, then Make sure you don't live in a glass house. Make sure you're vegetarian. You know, make sure that you're unilateral in terms of your condemnation of the treatment of animals. So condemn the way animals are treated in Britain, just as you condemn the way animals are treated in other parts of the world. And also, you have to address the fact that animals in the wild are going to attack people, regardless of whether the human has done anything wrong or not. Animals are going to attack people. Animals attack children. They kill children. There was a recent case in Uganda of a pregnant woman being eaten by a crocodile when she went to fetch water at the river. Was it her fault? Was it the unborn baby's fault? They live in rural Uganda. They don't have money. They're peasant people. The woman was snatched from the bank by a crocodile and eaten, along with her unborn child. You see, so the animal rights people and the high and mighty animal lovers, you can't expect people to go through those kind of things and not want to take care of the animal that's terrorizing their community. You understand? There's a difference between doing that and then going on a vendetta against certain creatures and killing them all, because that's what happened in the United States. I think it was in the early 1900s when there was a series of shark attacks on the East Coast, I think off New Jersey, etc. And there was a massive culling of sharks after that. There was like, almost like when the movie Jaws came out, people got this massive phobia of sharks because there was a bunch of shark attacks in a very short space of time in the early 1900s on the East Coast of America. And yeah, they just culled loads of sharks and put dynamite in the water. They did all kinds of things. I'm not in favor of that, but yeah, when animals, and the water, of course, is not a human being's territory. You know, if you're going in the water, swimming in the water, that's not our territory. But human beings do have a right to live in rural, jungle, forested areas where these native tribes have been living for a very long time. They've got a perfect right to be able to do that, natural right to do that, and to defend that patch against incursions from dangerous creatures, you know. Anyway, yeah, a little bit of a different topic today. Let me know how you feel about it in the comments section. Are you an animal lover? How do you feel about these kind of videos when you see them? And again, if human beings are to blame for the increase in animal attacks on human beings, it's often not the human beings who get attacked that are directly to blame. It might be other groups of human beings, poachers or people who are deforesting or whatever. But the people who are actually getting attacked, it's not their fault more time. So you can't blame them for taking necessary action to prevent someone getting killed tomorrow night, someone getting snatched from the village tomorrow night. Yeah? Anyway, let me know how you feel, people. It's happening, I'm out.